Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 2. In Squiz Kids today, Olympic drug cheat busted. Tonga's super sportsman. Back to the 90s for rugby league. And Taylor Swift is a man. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Vindicated. That can be your word of the day, as it goes some way to describing how Australian Olympic swimmer Mac Horton must have been feeling this weekend following the news that his rival, Chinese swimmer Sun Yang, had been found guilty of tampering with a drug test. Horton made a very public stand against Sun last year at the Swimming World Championships when the Chinese sprinter beat him to the gold medal in the 400 metres. Suspecting him of being a drug cheat, Horton refused to stand on the podium next to Sun. On Friday, Sun was banned from swimming for 8 years after a court found he and his entourage had smashed the glass vials containing his blood tests. It means he will not be able to defend his 200-metre freestyle title at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, and it will probably end his career, because 8 years is a long time. For his part, Mac Horton was keeping it classy yesterday, preferring not to comment on Sun personally, and instead saying this was a victory for everyone who plays a sport without cheating. Speaking of the Tokyo Olympics, organisers of the Games are watching nervously as the coronavirus continues to spread, with concerns among athletes and officials about travelling to a sporting competition while travel warnings are in place around the globe. The Games are set to start in Tokyo in late July, which isn't that far away. Meanwhile, having already banned foreigners travelling to Australia from China and Iran, the Australian government yesterday said it was considering warning Australian tourists from visiting both South Korea and Italy following a spike in the number of coronavirus cases there.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Tonga, where the country's favourite sporting son, Peter Taufatafua, has just qualified to take part in his third Olympic Games. Peter first sprang to world attention as the shirtless flag bearer for his nation at the Rio Olympics in 2016, where he competed for a taekwondo medal. He was back 2 years later competing for Tonga in the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang in South Korea, where he took part in the cross-country skiing comp. Cool runnings, eat your heart out. And now there's news he's qualified to compete again in taekwondo for the Tokyo Olympics. And because one Olympic competition is never enough, he's also hoping to compete in the canoeing too. That's called having a red-hot go. We salute you, Peter.
Sport time!
Tina Turner is a name that probably doesn't ring a lot of bells to you right now. Maybe to your folks it does. And maybe by the time this year's NRL footy season is over, it might mean something to you too. That's because the 1980s singer's hit song, Simply the Best, has been pulled out of the footy ad archives, dusted off, and is being used as the theme song again for this year's competition. The catchy tune was last used to sell footy to the masses back in 1990, 30 years ago, and it was considered one of our best ever ad campaigns. Once again proving that many things get better with age. Just ask your parents.
Pop Culture Corner.
While we're on the subject of 80s rock stars, a former Prince met a former chart-topping pop star in London at the weekend when the former Prince Harry, now just Harry to his friends, met John Bon Jovi for a recording session. Mr. Bon Jovi is the lead singer of a band that was huge in the 80s, called, funnily enough, Bon Jovi. He met up with Harry to put the finishing touches to a recording for the upcoming Invictus Games, which are like the Olympics for veterans, who are people who have gone to war for their country and have returned wounded or injured. It's seriously inspiring stuff. Let's veer wildly back to this century for a millisecond, where Taylor Swift's newest video for her single The Man features the singer disguised as, You guessed it, a man. In an impressive feat of makeup and CGI technology, Tay-Tay plays the male role in the music video, which she also directed. Is there nothing that Swifty cannot do?
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the Australian swimmer feeling vindicated this week following the banning from competition of his Chinese rival. That's right, it's Mac Horton. Question number two. Which South Pacific Island nation does three-time Olympic athlete Peter Taufatafua come from? That's right, it's Tonga. Question number three. Which pop singer dresses up as a man for her latest music video? You got it, Taylor Swift.
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Clementine from Adelaide, Michael from Bathurst, Nathan from Denniston East, Mike and Gary from Sydney, Davey from Brisbane, and Halsey from Abbotsford Public School. Speaking of schools, a shout-out today to everyone listening at Beaconsfield Primary School in Victoria, Blackwell Public School and Eastwood Public School in Sydney, and Bermagui Public School down on the south coast of New South Wales. Listen to your teachers, folks. They know stuff. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, you know what to do. Get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.